Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for a spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. I'm so glad you're here, whether you are listening live or listening to an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy, and that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you're here for a reason. And I hope something you hear in the next hour makes you laugh, makes you think, and helps you move forward. Some unexpected things have happened to me since we connected last week. A family member's loving partner had to have urgent surgery for a serious medical issue that turned out to be a lot more serious than we thought it was going to be. I got my first ever pair of bifocals, or progressives, I think the cool kids call them, and I've been stumbling around trying to adjust to a whole new way of seeing. And an opportunity that I thought was sort of dead in the water, something I'd kind of walked away from, suddenly sprang back to life and surprised me in the best possible way. And all these unexpected happenings really brought home to me the way in which I am not always fully awake and aware. When something unexpected happens, whether it's good or bad or just irritating, like the bifocals progressive thing, it sort of jars us, changes the way we look at everything else in our normal life. I would love to be fully awake and aware without having to have something surprising happen to shake me to being fully in the moment. The medical issue with my family member's partner made me look at my partner in a different way, made me appreciate what I have and what we can create together. But after the jolt of the unexpected thing, I think most of us tend to go back to sleep a bit. And that's what I would like to change for myself. My guest on today's show is Molly McCord. She's been called a consciousness catalyst, among many other delightful things. And Molly believes that 70% of us are asleep and awakening, and that only about 30% of us are truly awake to our gifts. On today's show with Molly, we'll talk about waking up, about connecting more fully with our heart consciousness, learn about the book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, touch on intuitive astrology, and much more. You will definitely want to be awake for this one, because who knows where we'll end up. You're going to love Molly. I'll introduce you to Molly in just a minute. But first, the love of your life call is happening. It's happening tonight. It's happening tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you would like to join me for 90 minutes of high vibration, compassionate teaching on attracting and deepening love, if you want to get answers to your big picture questions about relationships and maybe enjoy a little intuitive magic in there, now is the time to jump in, because it's tonight. Did I mention that? Tonight. The registration for the class is $11.11, because I want this to be as accessible to as many people as possible. You can go to loveofyourlifecall.com to get details and to register. Loveofyourlifecall.com. That gets you a seat in the live class tonight. Tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. It gets you the journal and worksheet pages that I've prepared to help deepen your experience. You can't really get the full impact of all of this in 90 minutes, so I wanted to be sure you've got some resources to go deeper. And you'll also get a recording of the call so that you can listen to it over and over. It's happening tonight at 9 Eastern, loveofyourlifecall.com. And now, Molly McCord is an author, astrologer, intuitive, and spiritual messenger who shares consciousness-raising wisdom to connect us more fully to our heart consciousness. Molly's popular spiritual website is ConsciousCoolChic.com, where she shares current astrology transit, energy updates, spiritual insights, and a variety of consciousness awesomeness that she receives through spiritual guidance. She has a weekly show on Blog Talk Radio, and she's the founder of a very cool online spiritual event called the Conscious Wisdom Festival. Molly's a contributing New Thought leader to the inspirational book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. And her forthcoming spiritual memoir, My Life as a Trapeze Artist, is about awakening to higher levels of consciousness, and that's going to be ready for us this spring. It's coming, people. Visit ConsciousCoolChic.com for more information on Molly and her work. Molly, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Karen, thank you so much for having me. Hello, hello, everybody listening. Thank you for being here, and I'm delighted to speak with you. We always have fun.
Oh, yes, we do. I don't think it would be possible to not have fun with you. I mean, maybe we should arrange something horrible like in a rainstorm and we're out of food and we're really sleepy. I think we'd still have fun, to tell you the truth.
I think we'd be laughing the whole time. Yes. So I'll be there.
I think so, too. Now, how did you get here? Where did your spiritual path begin? What led you to this place?
Well, my spiritual path began unknowingly in 2001 when I was looking for answers about my career. I was directed to a fabulous woman and a psychic who helped me understand the bigger pictures of energies, of working with intention, of trust, of faith, opened me up to all these concepts when really I thought I was just going to sit down with her and she was going to give me an answer or direct me in the right place to go look for a new job. She opened me up to the bigger picture, and that started me on this trail, a very fun trail to find and work with my gifts, my talents, my energies, and to know that the power was within me. It wasn't about going to someone else and having them give me the answers or give me the power. It was about me finding it for myself. So that started in 2001, and I didn't know it at the time. Like I said, it's been a twisting, turning road, but it's been a lot of joy and so much that I've learned about myself and how to help people, how to be of service.
It is true. I love how you said that you went thinking you would be given the answer. And a lot of people, I work as an intuitive as well, and people come to me often, and what they're hoping I'll say is, yes, the answer to your problem is, you know, turn left, go to the corner of 4th and Main, you'll meet a dental hygienist named Rocky, and that will be, you know, that's going to be the end. And really, what a good intuitive does for you is open your path, is open the window so that you can see the opportunities. You can see, as you said so beautifully, your own power.
Yes. And I'll be honest, I had resistance to that because I'm impatient and I just wanted to know. Just tell me right now what to do or what's the answer or what can I expect. And I struggled a bit with this concept of I am creating it, I am choosing, I am making it happen for myself. And after I started to embrace that, I really opened up to more possibilities and potentials and all that I could do. And that's really one of the main secrets for all of us is that we choose where to direct our energy.
And it means taking responsibility, doesn't it? Maybe that's part of being awake. When you're kind of asleep, when you're sort of only half showing up, it can seem like the responsibility is all somebody else's. And when you wake up, it's a whole different story.
Absolutely. That is a beautiful point, Karen, because I found that the more I expand with my spiritual growth and levels of consciousness, the more responsibility is required. And it always comes back to us. And why am I creating this situation with this person that maybe I'm, you know, we're not getting along right now, but I know that I'm creating it because I'm learning something really valuable and they are a gift to me to see something about myself in a new way. So all of that comes back to responsibility. You're absolutely right.
And there's a way to look at responsibility, too, where it's not a punishment, right? I'm trying to, you know, I'm raising two boys and I'm trying to teach them to be responsible. Okay, it's your job to feed the dog. It's your job to, you know, shovel the sidewalk or whatever. And sometimes responsibility can feel like a punishment, but honestly, it's the greatest gift that someone can give you because it teaches you that you have the tools you need. You have the guidance you need. You have the power you need to honestly make anything happen.
Yes. Someone once said to me, and I'm sorry, person, I don't remember your name. It was a long time ago. They said to me, responsibility is the ability to respond.
Wow.
And so when we think of it that way, you think, yes, I have the ability to respond with my words, with my actions, with my choices, and I'm choosing that. And it just takes it to a new place where you see it as a gift.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And how do you use your gifts right now? What would you, when I read your bio, there's 10 trillion adjectives for what you do. How are you using your gifts right now?
I am using them in every way I can fit into a day. I'm an astrologer. I'm a practicing intuitive astrologer. So I connect with clients one-on-one to help them find their own answers by looking at their astrology chart. I post weekly updates and almost daily updates on the blog about different types of themes and energies that are coming up. I also like to write about the astrology transits. And then on my Blog Talk Radio show, I share a lot of visualizations around energy. That's really what I'm drawn to, are the visuals of how to see something, how to move energy through, how to work with it. So I'm still finding new ways of exploring this, and it's really fun for me, and that's how I know I'm doing the right thing and that it's benefiting people. That makes me very, very happy.
Wonderful. We've got three more segments of fun with Molly McCord. You're listening to Out of the Fog, and we'll be right back after this.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Molly McCord from ConsciousCoolChic.com. She's a consciousness catalyst, an intuitive astrologer. She's an author. She's an intuitive. She's a radio host and so much more. Molly, before we went to the break, you just tantalized me a little bit by starting to talk about intuitive astrology. What is that? How is that different from astrology?
Well, I think that it's obviously very similar. It's astrology, it's the planets, the signs and everything, but it's using intuitive skills and gifts to tap into messages that a client needs right now. So, for example, I will have a session with someone who comes to me and talks about career and what do I want to change and how do I do it and when and go into all that, but we can't go any further unless we talk about her mom. So those are the kind of messages that come through where it's like we need to look at this information in order to get you to that information, and it's usually what blows people's mind because they don't understand or they're not seeing the connection yet, and through intuitive guidance, we make those connections together, and it sends them off on a better, higher path. So intuitive astrology just blends together the astrology concepts and transits and everything, but makes it really, really personal to what a person needs right at the moment.
It sounds like it's very rich, that it isn't just someone saying, okay, here's the deal, here's your things, write this down. It sounds like a very rich approach to the work.
Absolutely. That's a great word to describe it, because each of us, we may know our sun sign and say, oh, I'm a Gemini, I'm a Leo, I'm a Scorpio. But truthfully, we each have all 12 astrological energies within us. And within those 12, we probably have three or four main energies that we work with. And so we have to holistically look at our energetic selves, and that will give you more insights about your gifts, your talents, what you're here to do. All of that, it's very rich. There's lots of layers to it. And it's also really fun. It's fun for me. I love doing it. I love helping people understand themselves better.
How did you start on this journey of becoming an intuitive astrologer? What kind of opened that door for you?
I got my first reading when I was 16. It was a sweet 16 birthday gift. And I was instantly drawn to everything I could find, all the books and resources, and I just kept devouring information to the point where I would read a book and I would already know the information because in other lifetimes I had been an astrologer. So it was like this awakening of my gifts. And I practiced with friends and worked with groups and honed my skills, and my intuitive abilities kicked in pretty strongly to the point where I couldn't ignore them. And so it just became this convergence of my intuitive skills with the astrology study, and something really wonderful took off. So it's been unique, and I have found other intuitive astrologers who are amazing. So I've really enjoyed it.
I know that on your website, on ConsciousCoolChic.com, you update that pretty regularly with interesting astrological information, transits and what's going on and what to be aware of. I'm wondering, we're coming up to Mercury retrograde, and Mercury retrograde is kind of the thing that even people like me who don't know anything about astrology, we know to go, oh, Mercury retrograde, bad. And we nod wisely, even though we have no idea what we're talking about. Can you say a little bit about Mercury retrograde, and is it getting too much blame for everything.
Yes. I'm glad you brought this up, Karen, because we do start our first Mercury retrograde experience this weekend in February, I believe it's the 25th, depending on your time zone. And Mercury retrograde occurs about 3 times a year. And the most important thing, I believe, about Mercury retrograde is that we understand that it is an illusion. Mercury does not really go retrograde. It's just from our viewpoint here on Earth, it appears to go retrograde or reverse. And that's really important because it's interesting how we have all collectively bought into the same concept that when Mercury goes retrograde, things happen and electronics happen and travel is bad. And we've all willingly subscribed to these theories. And I personally choose to believe that it's not just that experience, unless you create it. It's the understanding that we have a chance to step back and look at our mental processes, which is what Mercury is all about. Look at how we communicate. Look at how we're spending our lives, our daily lives. How are you networking with people? How are you connecting with people? All of these things, all of these areas of life are an opportunity for us to look at ourselves and be more conscious about how we're using our energies. So when I see Mercury retrograde coming up, I know that a lot of people freak out. I always set the intention for myself that it's going to be an amazing opportunity for me to review, relax, reconsider, that I have the new potentials that I didn't see before are going to come forward. And I try and work with the highest possible expressions of that energy and not buy into the stuff that everything's going to go wrong mentality.
Huh. You're taking me back kind of to what we were talking about before, about the importance of taking responsibility. You know, when you're not blaming Mercury retrograde for everything that's going wrong, you might have a different experience.
Right. Yes. And the Mercury retrograde understanding is part of mass consciousness. And I'm hoping to shift that a bit by offering people a new understanding and perspective that we don't have to buy into the illusion that the planet is in a retrograde and therefore everything is going to fall apart. It's actually another opportunity to connect with ourselves in a higher way and to trust.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are, I know, a big believer in the power of thought and the power of manifestation, how shifting your thought can make things happen. And you were invited to be part of a really good new book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. That's an Amazon.com bestseller. Can you tell us a little bit about that project and how you got involved?
Yes, it's been a wonderful, wonderful collaboration. It's with a total of 52 other experts, doctors, teachers, messengers, a variety of people, what we would consider quote-unquote everyday people, sharing their personal story about a thought or a moment in their life that changed their outlook and that brought them new levels of wisdom, new insights, new understandings about themselves. There's a huge variety of information in this one book, which is why I'm so excited to be a part of it, because I have enjoyed all 52 chapters. It's just a lot of good information about what we can do and how we can understand ourselves better, all kinds of stories. And I was invited to be a part of this project after being in the Next Top Author competition. And this collection of stories was spearheaded by two people who were also involved in that project. So it's come together really beautifully, and people are really responding to it. And I think it's the fact that it is everyday people opening up and sharing their life experience to move you through feeling stuck, to get you new motivation, to give you new understanding. There's a lot in this book, and I'm having a great time sharing it with people because I've heard so many stories about, I've had an aha moment reading this book. So
what will it spoil it if I ask you to say a little bit about what you talked about in the book, what your experience was that you shared?
I can share that. That doesn't spoil. My chapter is called My Intention is for Everyone's Highest and Best Good. And this is about when I moved to Paris and I was looking for an apartment. And it was incredibly difficult and I was stuck at every turn in every direction. And so to move through that place, I had to raise my intention, raise the energy of my intention to be for everyone's highest and best good, not just me finding an apartment, but that my needing a new home would benefit somebody else in multiple ways. So that's essentially my snippet of a contribution, one out of 52 chapters, and it's been a really wonderful thing to be a part of.
Now, I know that you talked about the Next Top Author competition, and I know that your piece in that book, it feels like there's more, right? We want to, it's like you took us to the door and opened the door, but we didn't go all the way through the door. You are secretly, or maybe not so secretly now, working on a new spiritual memoir, right?
That is true. Yes, I'm very excited about this. It's a new book coming out in the spring. And this chapter is just the beginning. It sets it up as this is how the story begins. And then what's to come is going to take the reader somewhere where you don't expect.
Ah, very interesting. Well, we're getting ready to take a short break. When we come back with Molly McCord, Molly, you have a special offer for our listeners that's closely connected with this new book that you've got coming out and other goodies on your website, which is ConsciousCoolChic.com. And also, while you're playing around at ConsciousCoolChic.com, don't forget the Love of Your Life call is tonight. It's tonight. It's tonight. It's tonight at 9 p.m. LoveofYourLifeCall.com to register and get more information. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. It's tonight, and we'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest on today's show is Molly McCord. She's an author, intuitive astrologer, spiritual teacher. She's the creator of the wonderful online event, the Conscious Wisdom Festival. She's a contributor to the new best-selling book, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, and her new spiritual memoir is coming out this spring. Molly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, I'm happy to still be here, too. You know, every time we come back after a break, it renews my happiness at still being here and not having been kind of yanked out by a heartless and cruel authority figure. I am still here, even after the bottom of the hour. We were talking about the book that you contributed to, The Thought That Changed My Life Forever, and how it led you to create this new work, your spiritual memoir. Before we talk about that new book, we were talking a little bit off the air. The Thought That Changed My Life Forever has got some pretty awesome bonus gifts associated for people who purchase that. Can you share that with us?
I can, yes. If you buy this book on Amazon.com or .ca or Barnes & Noble, anywhere online, you qualify for over $500 worth of bonus materials that are really amazing and just, you know, a great little pick-me-up just for buying a book.
Oh my gosh, what kind of material are we talking about here? That's a really big deal.
Yes, it is. So there are some MP3 recordings. There are some free sessions with different spiritual experts. There are discounts on events and seminars. There's just a whole selection of different goodies in there. So it is a limited time offer. It's not going to continue for much longer. So you'd want to take advantage of that now if you're interested in it. But it's a great, great deal right now. And that's just to get people excited about the book and to know that there's a lot of quality information in here.
Wonderful. Now, your experience writing this chapter about your apartment hunting experience in Paris led you into the creation of your spiritual memoir. Can you say a little bit about that? It has a really interesting title. I'm going to let you say the title.
My Life as a Trapeze Artist.
Is it that because you couldn't get an apartment in Paris, you had to join the circus and work as a trapeze artist?
That's it. That's the whole story.
Oh, I just learned the whole book. I'm so, well, thanks for tuning in, people. Thanks. We'll be back next week.
Yep, that's it. I love that, Karen. You're so wonderful. It's interesting because the title of the book came to me when I first sat down to write. And then everything came after that. It was an interesting way to experience this project because that title carried so much in it about my life. And I think about many people's lives where you have to take a giant leap and trust. And you, when you fall, you get back up. It talks about all the different types of qualities that we experience in life and about endurance and flexibility and strength and what you do when you're in solitude and about learning to fall. I mean, all of this came through this title. So the book is really about the adventure of life, and it's about essentially a leap in consciousness that occurred because of this journey I took, because of all these different points along the way that had a lot of good teaching for me.
Mm. And does most of the book take place in Paris, or it's over a bigger span of time? I'm not even sure how long you were in Paris or why you were there.
I was in Paris for 2 years, and I was there for graduate school. I got my Master's of Arts, in international relations and diplomacy. I worked at the U.S. Embassy. I traveled around Europe. I was in a relationship with a man from Turkey. I had a huge life adventure, but I have had many different deaths and rebirths in my life. And so it's not just about Paris. It's about my time in North Carolina, about living in Portland, about Monterey, California, about all the different risks I've taken and what I've learned along the way. And I think that's what it offers people, is the understanding about life's highs and lows, the healing perspective that's available for us within every phase of our life and within every situation.
Has going through what you've gone through, your journey, made you more open to risk or less likely to take a risk?
It's made me understand that fear to do something new will come up, but it isn't the stopping point. Then I move to trust. I believe in myself. I understand that I have power within every situation. I have choice within every situation. And I feel stronger because I understand that I get to keep going with these new skills and continue to master them.
And that kind of turns a risk, jumping into the unknown, into jumping into the arms of something that has the potential to be really wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. And I found that there are so many of us throughout our lives, we get to that point where we need to take a risk on some level. We want to go for it. We don't want to play small anymore. We want to play it bigger and shine our light and be ourselves in a very authentic way. And that is something that I offer people through this story. And as I mentioned earlier, it doesn't go where you think it's going to go. But there's some twists and turns in here that are going to take people by surprise. And that is life, right? That is the joys of life, is that we can experience all of that and learn from each other.
Now, you have a special offer associated with this new book that you wanted to share with the people listening today. Can you tell us what that is?
Absolutely, yes. If this book, My Life as a Trapeze Artist, sounds interesting to you, or if you're resonating with any of these themes, you can go to the website, mylifeasatrapezeartist.com, and register in the top right-hand corner there to be on the sign-up list, and you'll get a free copy of the book when it comes out. You will be first in line. You'll get it for free, and I just want to share it with people. And it's not going to be something I just give away to everybody, but for your listeners and for right now, I would just love to give it to people who are interested in what is going to be shared.
That is wonderful. So head over to ConsciousCoolChic.com, right, and sign up so that you can be among the first to know when this new book is out and get your free copy. That's a very generous offer.
I find that when I give, it feels energetically better to me, and I can't give it away forever, but right now it just feels so uplifting and exciting to offer it to people for free, because I think there's people who are going to really resonate with it and need some of these messages, especially if you're going through relationship changes. That's one of the main themes, is the relationship changes we go through.
As you're working with clients, people who are coming to you for as an intuitive astrologer or as an intuitive, what kind of relationship questions are you seeing that they come to you with?
They want to, a lot of people are looking for, if they're not in a relationship, they're looking for when one will appear. Mm-hmm. Or they're looking for how to improve a situation or dynamic with their mate. They're looking for a way to improve themselves within the relationship without making the relationship unsteady, meaning to continue growing but without rocking the boat too much. It's interesting. There's all kinds of questions that people come to me with. And as you know, Karen, there are so many important things about relationships for us, and that's why I love that you have this class tonight. It's going to help people with relationships, because it's a big topic.
It is a big topic, and I think, you know, what made me think about it was you talking about taking risk, about stepping out into the unknown. A lot of people, when they look at relationship, are feeling like they're reading the part in a play that someone else wrote for them. They're walking a path that they didn't really make up. It's been somehow imposed on them, right? I'm supposed to be this way. My partner's supposed to be this way. This is how we're supposed to meet. This is how it's supposed to happen. And if it doesn't happen in this time, in this way, or how I thought it was, it means I did something wrong. And so what I liked about what you said about kind of stepping out in trust, about taking responsibility, making a choice, is that we have as much power to guide our relationships as we do to create anything else. Do you feel that way too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've had times in my life where I was ready for a relationship and it didn't appear and it wasn't on time, so to speak. But that's because something better was happening behind the scenes and a better match was showing up for me. And I know how it is to really want something and you're not getting it and you wonder if the universe even hears you. Mm-hmm. But I think that you're going to have a lot of good information for people to know that it's all happening in divine order in incredible ways.
And that I think when we think the universe isn't hearing us, it's that we're not always able to listen. Not shame on you for not listening, but we're not always able to listen, don't have the tools to listen for the answers that we're getting. And that's a huge part of what I'm trying to teach, is to take this away from being a punishment. Right? Shame on you. What's the matter with you, you big loser? And turn it into something where you can step into your divine connection, your connection with the divine, your connection with source, as a much loved child of God, to then give and receive love without all that baggage attached to it. So that's where I'm coming from tonight. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Do you think I'm promoting the class too much? Do you think I should maybe
I'm just not sure when is it.
When is it 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Molly McCord. You can find out more about her and her work at ConsciousCoolChic.com. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on transformationtalkradio.com.
How
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Of course, that's Molly McCord on the drums and me coming in there just right at the end there with my awesome electric guitar skills. So that's us together. My guest on today's show is Molly McCord. She is the creator of the Conscious Wisdom Festival. We're having a really good time on the air today. Creator of the Conscious Wisdom Festival, a contributing author to The Thought That Changed My Life Forever. Her new spiritual memoir, My Life as a Trapeze Artist, will be released this spring. And Molly, welcome back. You're really, really good on the drums. I didn't know that you could do that.
Yes, well, I'm glad that we practiced because it really paid off.
I think it sounded professional. I mean, I think people
right.
would really, yeah, we sound yeah. really good.
We just need to go on the road. We're ready.
Yes. Okay, so meet me after the show and we'll figure out a tour plan. Besides being a world famous drummer, you are also known as a consciousness catalyst. What does that mean?
That is a term that helps people expand beyond their limitations. Unconscious limitations, limiting patterns, programs, beliefs. I put information out there to help you see things differently, to hear new wisdom, or to connect with a part of yourself that maybe you didn't see before, or you're just being introduced to. As you described at the beginning of the show, Karen, I am an author, astrologer, messenger, all those things. And I find that it's all about sparking up people to know themselves better. And I love doing that. I trust my spiritual guidance as messages come through. I trust the astrology information, and I put it all out there with the intention of empowering people and helping them know themselves better.
Mm. And one of your gifts is helping people become more fully aware of, more fully centered in their heart consciousness. How do you define, I'd be interested to know actually how you define consciousness, because we could do a 5-hour show on that right there. What is consciousness to you, and what is heart consciousness specifically?
Well, consciousness to me is an energy, and there are all these different cycles of energy happening in our lives. Different energies are happening within our bodies, within our relationships, within the world. And when we become conscious of these energies and how they are operating in our lives, of how our thoughts are directing our actions, of how our emotions might be unconsciously creating our reactions, the list goes on and on. So I see consciousness as this energy that is continually evolving and shifting and moving. And when we work with it, we expand as well. So my definition of consciousness is that, you know, we all can tap into this energy and work with it. And it starts with our intention and knowing that we are powerful.
Do you have tools that you use personally, maybe, or that you can share with other people to help when the time comes where we've set our intention, we are standing in our power, we set our intention, and then we we intend, and then it seems like nothing happens. How do we keep our intentions strong? How do we keep that awareness of our power even when we feel like nothing's happening?
Trust. It comes down to trust and faith. And I work with spiritual guidance every day, as I know you do, Karen. I have something bigger than myself so that I can always elevate my mind when it goes into those darker or worried places. I raise it up to a higher place where I can see the perspective from a broader viewpoint. Mm-hmm. So I work with trust daily. I work with surrender a lot. I work with listening to my body and trusting any feelings I have in my body around a situation. I work with the understanding that everything is always happening for my highest and best good. And I work with forgiving myself and loving myself constantly.
Right. That is so important, being forgiving and loving with yourself, being a little bit tolerant with yourself, cutting yourself some slack. One of the things that made me even want to do this class tonight was just hearing how not very compassionate some of the teachings are about why you're not attracting what you want to attract. Or, right, there are some kind of harsh, cruel teachings about why you may not be manifesting what you intend. And that, it kind of hurts my heart. And I see, working with clients, the pain that can cause in people who are trying their hardest. They don't understand what's going wrong, and now they feel terrible. And someone comes along with a harsh teaching and just smashes them like a bug.
Yeah. That's not what we need to hear right now, and we don't want to hear that. So I think that what you are going to offer in your perspective is going to really shift people and help them see the loving side of themselves.
One of the things you were saying about your radio show, which is on Blog Talk Radio, Conscious Cool Chic Radio, is that you work a lot with visualizing energy, and I'm wondering if you can say a little bit about how, when you are working with someone and you are visualizing an energetic block and then releasing that block, what is that like for you to see that? How do you experience that?
I receive these visuals that are always changing and always evolving from my spiritual team, because I am a very visual person, as I'm sure a lot of people are. And so, for example, a recent Blog Talk Radio show I did was about opening up your heart energy, and the visual I was shown was that of a rose, and how a rose has guard petals along the side of it to keep it tight and safe. But when you take off those guard petals, the rose can flourish more. It receives more water. It's able to open and expand more when it takes off those guarded petals. So that's one image that it comes through. They always change. It's particular for each client, and that makes it really fun for me. I get excited about these images that come in, and then we're both on the same page.
That's wonderful stuff. I can't wait for your new book, and I can't wait to have you back on the show. Can you, because this has just been too much fun. This didn't even feel like, this isn't work. This is fun right here, ladies and gentlemen. Can you share again the title of your new spiritual memoir and how people can get in on your very generous offer?
Yes. So you want to go to mylifeasatrapezeartist.com. That's the name of the book. Or you can find it on my other website. And you sign up on the email list there, and you will be one of the select few, a VIP, who gets a free copy of the book right away as it comes out. This won't be something I give away forever, but I just want to give it away because that's the energy I feel with it, just to share it and get it out there. So if it appeals to you, you can find out more about the story on mylifeasatrapezeartist.com.
Wonderful. Molly, thank you so much for being on the show. It really was almost too much fun. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Karen. I had a wonderful time laughing and sharing with you, and I appreciate you speaking with me.
Thank you so much. And the drumming was fabulous. That is Molly McCord. She's the author of the upcoming spiritual memoir, My Life as a Trapeze Artist. And you can get more information about that at mylifeasatrapezeartist.com. You can also check out Molly's main website at consciouscoolchic.com to find out more about astrology, more about consciousness, and all the other wonderful things that she's doing. That's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to register for the love of your life. Life Call tonight, loveofyourlifecall.com. And I'm so glad you were listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.